Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This segment is brought to you by IHOP, introducing the IHOP value menu, where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each every day. Where else can you get a big, filling, sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates with this $6 IHOP value menu, available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Are we going to have to talk about this RG3, Jaden's mother thing that everybody keeps asking me about? I was checking this out during the break. What did Jaden's mother say?
So I sent you the let me just pull up the account, because I saw a tweet from Ben that said, I totally understand why a parent would want to protect their child. Beyond that, I haven't had a single conversation with a reasonable person who has negatively compared Jaden Daniels to RG3's time here in the past 18 months. So that's kind of what's been going on.
You got to give it to me chronologically. Ben is responding to.
So Jaden's mom tweeted after the game something to the effect of, stop mentioning my son in the same breath as RG3. They're different people.
Whoa. Hold on. Okay.
Sure.
Jaden's mom.
Yes. Miss Jackson.
Right?
Yes.
Regina, I think is her first name.
Yes, Regina Jackson.
Also, by the way, an agent now, a certified agent in the NFL. I believe I'm right about that.
Yes.
Jaden's agent. She said what? I'm pulling it up right now. I can't. What's her Twitter account? Here it is. Somebody linked me to it. Yeah. I wish you would stop manifesting RG3 on my son. Words are powerful, and that's all that's talked about. And then the praying hands together emoji twice. Is she responding to something? RG3 is literally the most insufferable person on social media. I don't follow him. He ends up in my timeline sometimes. Mm-hmm. But what did he say? Did he start this?
So no, he didn't start this. It was just the fan response after the injury. There were a lot of comparisons made again to RG3, as there have been a lot kind of throughout this year. So RG3 went out and quote tweeted that tweet that you just read. And said, I have always supported Jaden Daniels and want nothing but the best for him. Being QB1 in DC comes with an intense spotlight that I know well. You love your son, and the real fans do too. I want a long, healthy career for him. He will always have my support. Prayer hands. So that's the RG3.
Well, I mean,
side
look, he injects himself into all these things all the time, and it's repulsive most of the time, but that's actually a nice message from him, right?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
I know, supportive.
So she's responding to people who, after Jaden got injured again, started saying, we got another RG3.
Essentially, yes.
Okay. All right. I mean, look, I've gone out of my way since before the draft in 2024 to say these two have nothing in common. Other than they won the Heisman Trophy and were picked second overall by Washington. Like, I don't view their games even close to being similar. Now, the injury thing, you know, RG3 had some RG3 had a much more severe injury history coming into the NFL. He had torn his ACL already, you know, at Baylor. And then, I guess one of the things, you know, if I knew her and she, I would say, just don't participate in this. Don't respond to these people. Because, what did you say Ben tweeted?
Where's Ben? Ben said that he had had no conversation with a reasonable person in the last 18 months that negatively compared Jaden Daniels to RG3.
I would completely concur with that. I think the key is reasonable person.
Yes, absolutely.
I get a lot of stuff, as everybody does on social media, and ignore it because it's not reasonable.
That's what you're supposed to.
Right? You know, some people spend a lot of time responding to all that stuff. To me, it's a time suck of all time. I don't know anybody reasonable that I have had conversations with that are like, yeah, they're identical players, or he's got the same, you know, injury issues. Look, the injury thing, if he ends up being in and out of the lineup because he is injury prone, I would say, look, it's hard to say that at this point, three injuries in 27 games isn't a concern. It is a concern, you know, but I don't think of it with RG3 in mind at all. And I don't think most reasonable people do. First of all, two completely different personalities. One, self-absorbed beyond even what anybody could think of as a person who's self-absorbed. And Jaden appears to be, from afar, the opposite of that. Somebody who absolutely, you know, can play the position from the pocket as much as he can with his legs versus somebody who had no prayer, unless he had stuck with the Shanahans, but he was involved in pushing him out. If they had coached him, he may have had a shot, you know, at developing into a pocket passer. Jaden's already there. He came in polished. RG3 unpolished as a quarterback. I don't think that there are many similarities at all other than Heisman Trophy winners that got picked number two by Washington. I know he injects himself into a lot of the Jaden stuff, and I know most reasonable people just roll their eyes and say, oh my God, enough already. But actually, the message he sent to her, it sounds like, was a nice message. Am I right?
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's not...
I mean, sometimes he's doing the thing where he projects himself,
yes,
and talks about, like, you know, make sure, like, when he got hurt earlier this year, he's mm-hmm. like, make sure that they don't put him back out there early. It was all about himself.
Yeah.
But this one doesn't seem like it's all about himself. Here's, let me just read his tweet, because I just found it.
Sure.
I've always supported Jaden Daniels and want nothing but the best for him. Being QB1 in Washington, D.C. comes with an intense spotlight that I know well. You love your son, and the real fans do too. I want a long, healthy career for him. He will always have my support. So he injected himself into this conversation when she wasn't really asking him to, but that's not him, you know, saying, look at me, look at what happened to me, don't let the same thing happen to him, kind of a thing. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I think the best thing, honestly, is for parents, no matter, and she obviously is involved as a business partner with her son, and he's the son who she obviously loves very much, and he clearly relies very much on her. But getting involved in responding to mostly unreasonable people on social media isn't the advice I would give to anybody. All right. Have we covered that topic? Let's get back to the topic at hand. Is this season salvageable? And by salvageable, I mean they either make the playoffs or, worst case, they go to Philly, season ender, with a chance to make the playoffs. It means they're in the hunt until the very end. Let's go to... Sabah dropped. I was going to go to Sabah next. Let's go to TC in Maryland. TC, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks, Kevin, for taking my call.
Sure.
Kevin, first of all, I don't think it's salvageable. Second of all, I know you like to quote last year so much. Last year was Cinderella, finding the slipper, and we won it. Okay, now...
But we didn't win it.
Reality.
We didn't win it.
Well, we didn't win it. We know. Well, I'm talking reality. I'm just saying that. Yeah. We know we didn't win the Super Bowl.
For us, we won it.
We had a great year. We had a great season. We had a great season as far as record-wise. But the talent on the team is still not up to par. Adam Peterson still has to keep developing the talent. He will, but you got to give him time. So what we did so far, being that the injuries we had, we didn't have that injuries like that last year.
Right.
We have these injuries this year. So with these injuries and our defense still underwater, I don't know why anybody thought our defense was going to be okay. Because the same thing, I've been telling all my friends, the defense is terrible. From the beginning of the season, I said that. So the defense is the same. It ain't changed. And the young man called earlier and was talking about he lived in Texas and talking about Dan Quinn's defense when it was the Cowboys. You could run on the Cowboys all the time. There's something to that.
Yep.
The defense. So I don't know what it is, but it's something on to that. He just had a pass rusher, passes. Okay.
Right.
We don't have that. So with the season going forward, and the teams and the difficulty of the teams that we have to play, in my opinion, there's no way that we are going to even get to probably 8-9.
Okay.
With that.
And that's all right, I hear you. And there was a lot that was truly Cinderella about last year. But the thing that was most important about last year's season was the quarterback. He carried the team to 14 wins and the NFC Championship game on his back because they had a bad defense. They had, obviously, by the way, they had some injuries too. You know, one of their best players on offense last year really was in and out of the lineup all year in Austin Eckler.
He was Superman last year. He's not Superman this year.
He still could be Superman this year. I wouldn't say it's salvageable if I didn't think he could be Superman this year. I think it can definitely still happen.
Okay, what I'm saying to you, it's kind of naive of you to think that he could be Superman every season. He's not going to be Superman this year. You got to have some help around him to bring it along.
If you're truly elite, every year you have a chance to be Superman. You might be right there. This could be. Let me wrap it up for us because I do want to get to other callers. Okay. Thank you, TC.
All right, man.
This could be just one of those seasons that we look back over the 10-year career of Jaden Daniels and say, you know, it started with all the injuries. The schedule was brutal. They turned the ball over too much. They couldn't get takeaways, and they went 8-9, and they didn't do it. And maybe this will be one of those. Maybe we're in the midst of one of those. That is definitely in play, no doubt. G, go ahead.
Technically, it's salvageable, but it damn sure don't look good, Shin. And I'm tired of hearing about RG3. I'm tired of hearing Jay Gruden. I'm tired of hearing about Jaden Daniels' mother. I'm tired of hearing how defensive-minded Dan Quinn is. I'm tired of looking at Dan Quinn looking confused because he looked like a coordinator that just got a head coaching job. I ain't too happy with the game plan, but Joe Witt can't make nobody tackle, and we missing tackle after tackle, so that means we fundamentally football stink. You know what I'm saying? I'm mad at the people calling in talking about it's Terry fault and he robbed us. I'm glad Terry did get his money, because if he had got banged up like he did, would nobody be banging on the door to pay him what he got? I'm tired of hearing Sabar call in talk about how good Drake May is. And see, I told you, he's not going to stay healthy. I'm tired of all of them. Tired of everybody. Just win. Just win. Winning makes everything easier and better. And winning will make me be able to take a call from Mark from Largo talking about his Adam Peters, man. I'm tired of everything.
You're the show documentarian. Like, you are the guy that remembers everything from every caller, and I love that about you. So, but answer the question, is it salvageable or not?
I said technically it's salvageable.
Okay.
But if we don't show some type of urgency, Jaden Daniels, I'm tired of seeing your little grin like we can come back from every deficit.
Right.
Like, I need him to get healthy. But damn sure, it ain't looking too good, Shin. It ain't looking
good. I know, but you know that it's not salvageable or salvageable because Mark and Largo's calling in, talking about stuff that's crazy, and Sabah's talking about Drake May. Those aren't things that are going to prevent the team from digging out of this hole.
But see, that's why I'm with you, what you just said to the last caller. Put that Superman cape on people that wear that Superman cape, because I can't remember no top five receiver Lamar Jackson has had throughout his career. I can only remember one top flight receiver. I'm not talking Kelsey. I'm talking wide receiver and my man Tariq. And they didn't even bat an eye when he left, when they let him go. So real Superman save civilians, and they make civilians look successful. Save us, because we need some saving.
I agree with that. But the one thing that you point to in the situations you just gave me, right, and you can even point to Buffalo last year, is all of those teams had excellent defenses. And we may have the worst in football this year.
No, that's the other thing, Sam. I'm tired of hearing defensive-minded coaches when you just said it. I think our defense has got worse. And that's what should have improved this year. And it definitely looked like it's – I'm tired of seeing Lattimore on the field.
Yeah. All right. I got to roll. You're the best. Thanks. Stay on hold. I'm going to get a few more calls in here. I do want to tell you real quickly about my friends at Foley Mechanical. We were having some HVAC system issues, and Dan Foley himself came out and dealt with my wife and I directly. He is a great guy, super impressive. He owns 100% of the company. Not a franchise, not some big private equity firm. He controls the quality from the equipment to the people he hires. His team, professional, skilled, super sharp. Foley Mechanical is a full service heating, air conditioning, hot water, and boilers company. They're the go-to for older homes with radiator heat, a real specialty. They work across the entire DMV, DC, Maryland, Virginia, and they proudly install Amana HVAC equipment. If your system needs help or you just want it done right, call Foley Mechanical. Tell Dan that I sent you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.